This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold his place. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Of course, the media is saying that there is no way that Mr. Obama would ever do this to President Trump, i.e. The wiretap allegations. There's just no proof of this. No proof whatsoever. I am hearing from my sources that there's more information coming out that will be forthcoming either tomorrow or the next day following. This is a checkmate by Donald Trump. Make no mistake about it. He's not going to come out and tweet out this information. Like, the media makes it seem as though Donald Trump is just some wacko. And that he's walking around the White House tweeting. And to all those people, by the way, I heard Karl Rove saying, he wants the Trump staff to break his thumb so he doesn't tweet ever again. You're an idiot, all right? You're an idiot, Karl Rove. An idiot. The fact that he tweets is a good thing. Because it keeps the media on their toes. Maybe if your boss or you had any balls, you would have done the same thing. But you guys are a bunch of wussies. Okay? Karl Rove, Turd Blossom, and your former boss, W. Okay? Nobody's got time for you anymore. I don't want to hear about it anymore. WikiLeaks, on February 23rd, released, here's just a list of Obama administration wiretaps, okay? And why do we know this? Oh, we know it because of WikiLeaks. Oh, one more thing, by the way. This FISA stuff that's coming out, Donald Trump, as president, has the ability to, number one, get these warrants, and also make them public, which I sincerely hope he does. But here's a partial list of Obama administration wiretaps. The U.S. National Security Agency bugged a private climate change strategy meeting between U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Berlin. Obama bugged the chief of staff of the UN High Commission for Refugees, and he targeted his Swiss phone. Obama singled out the director of the Rules Division of the World Trade Organization, Johan Heumann, and targeted his Swiss phone for long-term interception. Obama stole sensitive Italian diplomatic cables detailing how Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had implored Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi to help patch up his relationship with one Barack Obama, who had been refusing to talk to Netanyahu. Obama also intercepted top EU and Japanese trade ministers discussing their secret strategy and red lines to stop the U.S. Obama also targeted five other top EU economic officials for long-term interception, including their French, Austrian, and Belgian phone numbers. Obama also explicitly targeted the phones of Italy's ambassador to NATO and other top Italian officials for long-term interception. And Obama intercepted details of a critical private meeting between then-French President Nicolas Sarkozy, Angela Merkel, and Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. When the latter was told the Italian banking system was ready to pop like a cork. In addition to what I just mentioned, we also know that Obama wiretapped various individuals in the U.S. media that were reporting information not flattering to the Obama administration. It is widely known that Obama's Justice Department targeted journalists with wiretaps in 2013. In 2013, specifically, the liberal Washington Post expressed outrage after the revelation that the Justice Department had investigated the news-gathering activities of a Fox News reporter as a potential crime in a probe of classified leaks. The reporter, Fox News' James Rosen, and his family were part of an investigation into government officials anonymously leaking information to journalists. Rosen was not charged, but his movements and actions were tracked. Also in 2013, members of the Associated Press were also a target of Obama's surveillance. The ultra-liberal New Yorker even noted that in moderate and liberal circles, at least, the phone records scandal, partly because it involves the dear old AP and partly because it raises anew the specter of Big Brother, may well present the most serious threat to Obama's reputation. Also, reporter Cheryl Atkinson said that in 2014 that her personal computer and CBS laptop were hacked after she began filing stories about Benghazi that were unflattering to the Obama administration. A source who checked her laptop said the hacker used spyware that was of proprietary to a government agency, according to the article in the New York Post. Okay? Obama has never been a stranger to wiretapping. His administration tapped phones and computers of friends and foes alike. This is a fact. This information was released by WikiLeaks. We know this for a fact. Okay? Now, the question is, when is the media going to start doing their job? See, I've laid it all out for you here. It's not that hard to figure this out and to get this information. It's all over the place. And I've sourced it. And I've given it to you. But when you watch the news tonight, the lead stories, none of that will be presented to you. Do you know why? Because the media is nothing more than a propaganda arm of the Democrat Party and the intelligence community. That's what's happened now. We're living in 1984, people. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back? Still doing this, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Check it out.
It's still Dre D. A.K. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. Out. My last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed, they wanna know how I feel about it.
If you ain't up on time,
But welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. I don't know if you realize this or not, but this whole narrative that they've been, that the media's been pushing out since July, that the Russians colluded with the Trump campaign, that the Russians wanted Trump to win, that there's a Russian under every bed now. Democrats are in retreat now because of what Trump did, i.e. raising the specter that, wait a minute, it's this story here, over here, this you know, Russian story, that's not the story. The story is that Obama tapped my phones. That's the story. Because for months, the story has been something completely different. Even though now Democrats are admitting that they had no evidence of collusion between Trump and Russia whatsoever. Now they're in retreat. This is, I want to play this for you. This is Congressman Chris Coons, where he admits that we have no evidence of any collusion. Listen, I want you to listen to this. And Donald Trump has been successful in basically...
Intelligence Committee. If I may, I want to talk about the broader story here. Do you have any evidence at this point? And this investigation has been going on for a long period of time. We know that the FBI and intelligence sources were looking at this at least since October, because that's when they all came out and said that the Russians were interfering. Do you know of any hard evidence of collusion between what I call Trump world and the Russians to interfere in this presidential campaign? Not suspicions, not contacts, but evidence of collusion.
Chris, I have no hard evidence of collusion. I think what hard evidence there may be.
Bam. Bam. I have no evidence of collusion. I have no evidence. When it comes down to it, it's all just speculation, and they just, here's what the media's done. They come out and they'll just say it based on anonymous sources, based on all this BS, and the media runs with it. Trump just did the same exact thing. And the media's like, whoa, wait a minute, you don't have any sources here. In fact, they brought out, this is hilarious. They brought out Josh Earnest to, go on with Martha Raddatz on Sunday. And she asked him, do you know who, if anybody at the White House ordered these wiretaps? And listen to what Josh Earnest said. He's like, he admits he doesn't know. None of these people know anything.
Now to President Obama's former press secretary, Josh Earnest, who right up to the end argued that the Russians meddled with the U.S. election for one reason.
You didn't need a security clearance to figure out who benefited from malicious Russian cyber activity. The president-elect didn't call it into question. He called on Russia to hack Secretary Clinton.
He called on Russia to hack Secretary Clinton. You remember when he was joking around? They actually take that as like serious. They're like, look, he's calling on, you see that? He's asking the Russians to hack. Dude, take a chill pill, man. You guys got no sense of humor. That's the problem with liberals. Okay?
So he certainly had a pretty good sense of whose side this activity was coming down on.
And Josh Earnest joins us now. Thanks for joining us. I want your reaction to what Sarah Sanders just said.
Good morning, Martha, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to be on the show today. Let me just remove the mystery here and explain to you and your viewers why it is false to say that President Obama ordered a wiretap of Trump Tower. This may come as some surprise to the current occupant of the Oval Office, but the President of the United States does not have the authority to unilaterally order the wiretapping of an American citizen.
No, but he does have the authority. See, this is like we're so stupid. He does have the authority to go to FISA and do it through FISA to do an end around to actually listen to Donald Trump. All he's got to do is go into the court, to the FISA court, and say, oh, we want to listen to Joe Blow in Russia. And if he happens to be talking to Donald Trump, well, then, hey, you know, we couldn't help it. We were really going after Joe Blow in Russia.
If the FBI decided to use their wiretapping authority in the context of a counterintelligence or criminal investigation, it would require FBI investigators, officials of the Department of Justice, going to a federal judge and making a case and demonstrating probable cause to use that authority to conduct the investigation. That is a fact. And here,
yeah, that is a fact. But again, that's not what they did. They went to the FISA court.
The thing that we know, Martha, and let's just remove the mystery from all this. We know exactly why President Trump tweeted what he tweeted. Because there is one page in the Trump White House crisis management playbook. And that is simply to tweet or say something outrageous,
Josh,
to distract from the scandal. And the bigger the scandal, the more outrageous the tweet.
We know about that denial from President Obama and the law as well. President Obama's former speechwriter, Jon Favreau, your former colleague, mm-hmm. tweeted, I'd be careful about reporting that Obama said there was no wiretapping. Statement just said that neither he nor the White House ordered it. Can you categorically deny that the Obama Justice Department did not seek and obtain a FISA court order?
What I can categorically deny, Martha, is that the White House was at all involved in directing or interfering or influencing an FBI investigation.
What I'm asking. What I'm asking is, can you deny that the Obama Justice Department did not seek and obtain a FISA court-ordered wiretap of the Trump campaign?
It was a cardinal rule. Here's the simple answer to that question is, Martha, I don't know. And it's not because...
I don't know. There you go. There you go. I don't know. See, they bring him out to make all these denials. Bottom line is, I don't know. Yeah, you don't know. Because more than likely, they did this so that there could be plausible deniability. Do you understand? It's very simple. This is hard to figure out. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available to store near you or twiningsusa.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
To the show, 877-317-6432 is the number here. You know, if you watch CNN, it's like you're watching this alternative universe. I say this all the time. Because they are obsessed with Russia, Russia, Russia. It's like, remember the plane that went down and for weeks, all they talked about was that plane that went down. Remember that plane, the Malaysian jetliner? It was wall-to-wall coverage, Malaysian jetliner. Remember that? Well, same thing's been happening with CNN. Like, they have literally lost their minds. And part of what Donald Trump has done now is he's basically, by him throwing this other component out there, he's basically shut down the whole Russian deal. And I suspect that's why they did this. I want to play this for you, this soundbite. This is Michael Mukasey, the former attorney general under W. On with Martha Raddatz. I want you to listen to this exchange. Talking about whether or not there was surveillance conducted at the behest of the Obama.
To try to put this all together now with Michael Mukasey. He was former U.S. Attorney General under President George W. Bush and knows the federal wiretap laws and the FISA courts inside and out from his time fighting terrorist threats. But now we have the president himself saying he was the target of surveillance ordered up by his predecessor. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Mukasey. It's good to see you.
Good to be here.
Your reaction to the tweets and the explanation you just heard from the White House?
Well, I don't do tweets.
You heard about them.
Yeah, I hear about them, but I don't do tweets, and for good reason. It's not the ideal medium in which to get an idea across. This is the difference between being correct and being right. I think the president was not correct, certainly, in saying that President Obama ordered a tap on a server in Trump Tower. However, I think he's right in that there was surveillance, and that it was conducted at the behest of the attorney of the Justice Department through the FISA court.
And what do you base that on?
I base that on news reports that you mentioned in the last spot. I also base it on a kind of inadvertent blurting out by Adam Schiff that his committee wants to talk to the counterintelligence agents at the FBI who were involved in this. Now, what that means is that this is part not of a criminal investigation, but of an intelligence gathering investigation. The FBI has got two functions. They investigate crimes, and they gather intelligence. They started gathering intelligence in 08 based on guidelines that we put in place. They apparently tried to get a wiretap based on their criminal investigation function in June. That was turned down. They then tried to get and got an order permitting them to conduct electronic surveillance in October. This is October of 2016. So that's when.
And again, you're basing this on news reports as well.
And on Adam Schiff.
And on Adam Schiff. Right. If a wiretap did exist, it would have to have been approved by a FISA court based on real evidence. So if there was a wiretap, does it mean there were suspicious things going on between the Trump administration and the Russians?
It means there was some basis to believe that somebody in Trump Tower may have been acting as an agent of the Russians for whatever purpose, not necessarily the election, but for some purpose. And the FBI keeps track of people who act as agents of foreign governments. They keep track of people who act as agents of the Chinese, the Russians, the Israelis, everybody.
Some of the evidence may have been gleaned from classified means. Is there any way to verify these claims in the press or Trump's claims so the American people can really understand what's going on here?
The only way to verify whether there was electronic surveillance is to disclose the warrant and to disclose the fruits of it. And that should not be done even in a political storm as hot as this one.
Given all these accusations and you know, you are aware of the tweets that President Trump put out, and they were pretty definitive. Shouldn't they want a special inquiry, a special prosecutor, an independent prosecutor
no.
to look at this?
No, there's nothing to prosecute. The only crime that I've heard about or seen evidence of that was committed by the Russians when they hacked the DNC, they hacked John Podesta, and they tried to hack the Republican National Committee. That's the only crime that I'm aware of. Now, the question, of course, is why was it committed? Some people say it was committed to promote the election of Donald Trump. I have to think that's ridiculous, because at the time that it happened, Donald Trump looked like a sure loser. And you'd have to believe that Vladimir Putin was an idiot trying to back a sure loser. I think much more likely he was trying to intimidate a sure winner, Secretary Clinton.
Thanks very much.
Oh, Martha Raddatz didn't like how that went. No. Look, this, understand something here. This is part of the media. The media is part of the Obama administration. So the media with the Obama administration, they've been trying to put out this narrative that by the way, without any proof, since July, they have been saying, Trump is a Russian puppet. And he's being controlled by the Kremlin. And Putin's really pulling the strings here. And everyone should be outraged that the Russians are now involved in our election process. And then everybody just repeats the same stupid thing. Even though, you know, you always hear this false narrative, which is, we've had 19 intelligence agencies or 17 intelligence agencies have come out and said that the Russians interfered with our election. And then they just repeat it over and over again. And people go, well, you know, I heard that on Good Morning America that Michael Strahan said that, you know, the Russians, you heard this, right? Michael Strahan said that. On Good Morning America, man. It's got to be true. Because, you know, he played for the Giants. He won a Super Bowl. So it's got to be true what he's saying. Because, you know, he won the Super Bowl. He's on TV. It's, like, people think that if something's on TV or if it's in the newspaper, then it's true. That's how they've been brainwashed. They've been brainwashed to believe that. And that's the furthest thing from the truth. And I want people to understand that. Always. Always question. Question. Hell, question me. It's fine. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show.
You need cooling, baby. I'm not cooling. I'm gonna take you back to cooling. Way down inside, honey, you need it.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432. Again, I am getting information that this thing is going to blow up this week, that there are more information is going to come out. We don't know what it is yet, but this is stuff that I'm hearing from my credible sources, that this thing is going to blow up, and I will keep you posted, of course. I just want to share with you Mika Brzezinski today. She was just seriously freaking out. I want to play this exchange for you on Morning Joe this morning, this soundbite of Mika Brzezinski just completely freaking out because Donald Trump,
the more he's going to get hammered, well, and this ends very badly for him.
It looks like he's trying to deflect from something much bigger, probably pertaining to Russia at this point. Who knows? But the people close to him, the people guiding him, and I this all ends up, the buck does stop with the president. I know he doesn't think so, but it does. But the people around him are so poorly serving him. Steve Bannon, I get it. Everyone thinks Reince is disorganized. But the people who are closest to him, who are always there, are not teaching him anything about what is going to happen if you do A, B, or C. They are pushing a strange, far-right agenda that is going to threaten everything that this president might want to do if he has any positive intentions.
It's not a far-right agenda.
Well,
it's Steve Bannon's agenda. Steve Bannon has told us. And by the way, Steve Bannon's
agenda,
not a
apparently.
Conservative. Well, I mean, Steve Bannon's not conservative. Cozying up to Russia.
Well, neither are you a conservative, Joe Scarborough.
Is not conservative. Putting out a budget that will blow an absolute hole in the national debt, another $10 trillion, that's not conservative. There's nothing conservative about
it. Well,
why
don't I rephrase myself and say that they're pushing a very dangerous agenda, an extremely dangerous one. Whatever it is that's being pushed on President Trump, it has nothing to do respecting the Constitution and respecting the office. It just doesn't. I don't know what happened Saturday morning. I don't know what was going on in his head. And as you pointed out weeks ago, President Trump's Saturday morning routine often involves spinning out of control and sending out tweets that then ricochet around the world. There was the Saturday before he was sworn in when he tweeted that Congressman John Lewis was all talk and no action or results. John Lewis, on Saturday, January 28th, he attacked the New York Times and the Washington Post, calling them dishonest in all caps. It was Saturday, February 4th, when he called the federal judge who halted his travel ban a, quote, so-called judge. And he attacked the media on Saturday, February 11th, over his daughter Ivanka's clothing business. This is where we are. It kind of speaks for itself,
of course,
does it not?
Of course, Mike Barnicle this Saturday.
I got to tell you, this is awesome, man. I mean, it's like I've said so many times, the collective freak out of the media every day is it's like Christmas every day, I got to tell you. It's like Christmas every single day. Here's one more from Mika, where she says, I don't know how anyone can support this president. And she's literally, literally in tears. This is so worth it to listen to these people freaking out.
This is President Obama's response in just a moment, but Harold, you know, there's a lot of reporting I have behind the scenes that Reince Priebus is flailing, to say the least, at his job. I'm hearing that from Bob Acosta. Robert Acosta is coming on later to talk about all the different sources he has on a story that's similar. But I also don't understand why the former head of Breitbart appears to be handing the president some fake news, and the president is just riffing on it wildly with no sense that he is president of the United States, no respect for the office, and calling former president of the United States unbelievable names. We're at a low point in American history, and I don't know how anybody can defend this president, even if it's their job. Like, you've got to have a job after this. You've got to look in the mirror after this. Sarah Huckabee, or whoever is going to speak out next, you have to look in the mirror and think about this country after this is over. You need to think of the end game here, because there is one at the rate we're going. Harold.
I agree with you. I think this...
Mika Brzezinski's about to cry. She can't believe it. Let me just say this. We were lulled. We were lulled into thinking that we had won. So, on November 9th, we were, of course, we were happy. We were felt emboldened. We were lulled, frankly. And so, while we were celebrating during Thanksgiving and Christmas and the holidays and New Year's, while we were doing that, the Obama administration was plotting against Donald Trump, plotting against our president, plotting against the American people. And the reason why I mention this is because I did the same thing. You know, I was, of course, excited, happy. I felt emboldened as well. Because, of course, I called this whole thing from the beginning. But here's the thing. While we were all happy about what happened, these people were plotting. And so we didn't win anything. Yeah, we won the battle, which was getting Trump elected. But the war continues. The war continues every day. And I think I'm guilty of this myself, of maybe being a little too happy. Because what I realize now is that the war has just begun. It wasn't just for the presidency. It's post-presidency that we have to fight even harder. Because you've got the same cast of characters, i.e. the media, you've got Hollywood, pop culture, the Democrat Party, and now you've got this shadow government working to basically overthrow a duly elected president. This is third world banana republic crap that's going on right now. Understand that. And so we've got to continue to be diligent and to fight. We've got to fight back every day. And that's why I do what I do every day. That's why I come in here and I do what I do. So stay strong, peeps. All right, I'm out of time for the day, but check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it, now more than ever. Good day, America. I'm out.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.